Well, glad you could join us again, as three of us are from the DGC, of course, the Historic Detroit Golf Club. And as BC
Golf Show
predicted in the end of Sports Wrap, I said Jordan Young is at parts unknown. And BC's quote was, I know where he's at.
Couch.
He's on his couch. There he is, J.Y. Jordan Young on his couch. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. Let's get that out of there. Happy Mother's Day. Mom, if you're listening, I love you. It was great to see you this afternoon. Hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful day. There. Anybody else?
I do anything to have my mom back.
How long has she been gone?
7-8 years now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
I called my mom tonight, and she's getting ready to watch the game, too. My dad was a big Habs fan, and I'm a big Leafs fan, and you know, I told my kid he had this jersey on. This is his jersey, by the way. I've got the Leafs jersey, Tavares. Not sure why, but I've never worn a jersey before for a game. And I said, this is probably going to be a jinx. But my mom's pulling for the Leafs tonight. So I said, thanks, Mom. Appreciate that.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, to be sure. Lots going on in the golf world. Later on in the show, we mentioned this at the end of Sports Wrap. Boy, my brain isn't working tonight. Ken Griffin
Sergio,
will be joining us at about 7:30.
Bye, Sergio. Bye, Sergio.
Somebody nominated themselves pretty easily this week.
Did you guys ever see the movie Tombstone? Because I had a Tombstone moment with BC the other day. I sent out the story to the guys in a text message, and BC went all William Brocious, you know, because the headline was Sergio says he can't wait to get out, and BC went, well, bye. I was like, oh, it's Tombstone. BC went Tombstone.
You got it.
That best of luck to you, bro. Right?
Have at it, man. You know what? No one's really been on your side over here anyway. Just don't let the door hit you right in the keister. You know, big deal.
Hey, come on. He ties a good tie, though.
He does tie a good tie. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Boy, just a side note, it doesn't seem like that long ago. Everybody was trying to cram Sergio Tiger, Tiger Sergio. That was going to be golf's next big thing. That fizzled after about what, a half a season? Is that about as long as
PGA
it lasted?
Championship in Medina, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was short lived when you did the scissor kick and Sergio who?
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye. I don't know if you can say Sergio who. I mean, the guy's probably one of the best ball strikers ever. You know, in the top five for sure. If you ask all the guys on tour, they say he's one of the best ball strikers. He has some pizzazz. He, you know, he's living in the shadow of, you know, two greats in Olathabal and
Seve,
and he was a young phenom starting out, and you know he's always kind of been in the middle of some drama here and there, and his heart's kind of on his sleeve. I don't have a problem with that, and you know what, Sergio's perfect for that deal. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. He's perfect for that deal.
He's perfect
goodbye.
For that deal.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
But I like him. I don't dislike Sergio. I like him.
You know what? Okay, the PGA Tour screwed up, but okay, that's where it stops. You know, it just doesn't end. It doesn't end. The official made a decision, and that's gospel. I'm sorry, at that point, it's gospel. And is the PGA Tour screw up? Yeah, they admitted they screw up. Next.
Are we talking about that now, or are we talking about that later?
I don't know.
I think we're talking about now.
Talk about it now. Yeah.
Talking about it now.
I'm interested to hear your take.
So I didn't understand at first when I saw the video. I thought he was talking to his playing partner.
Oh, no.
Like, hey, I jumped over the creek, or I had to walk around the creek to start my look. I don't have a problem with that argument.
When does the look start? That's what the official was kind of.
Well, the
official
said as soon as you said you were starting to look for it. Well, how the heck can you look for your ball if you can't even get over there to look for it? So now it's a 3-minute search, but it takes you a minute to get over there, or 30 seconds or whatever it is. Does that count? I think that's kind of bogus. I think once you get to the location where your ball might be, right, you got to walk 400 yards to get there. Does that count?
No, I don't know if again, some of the rules I don't know about the PGA Tour, and I admit, is the people, spotters looking for it to start the count?
Right.
Or does the player have to enter the area to start the count? So now you've got extra time anyway, but I get it. But, you know, not knowing those vagaries, I'm not going to make any judgment on whether they're right or wrong. But all I have to say is bye.
Well, it's I wonder if he would have had the reaction that he had not the live been there. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm not saying that he wouldn't have been frustrated, sure, but I think a lot of guys probably have that same mentality now of, well, okay, there's another option. So,
oh, I get it. Yeah. Like I said on Chris's Sports Wrap, I get it. Oh, that must be game start right there.
No, that was Sergio texting in to say, I don't agree with what BC's comments are.
You tell Sergio, I'll see him in the right downtown Detroit here in about an hour. But anyway, where was I? Now I'm gone.
Talking about the new tour,
but I forget it. I'm gone. I lost it.
No, it was guys are going to speak more freely now, like Sergio did. And you said, well, like I said on Sports.
Right, like I said on Sports. Thank you for preempting me there. No, there's competition, and now you know what? We don't have to play the PGA Tour. So like I said, you know, the PGA Tour should get off its high horse and start adjusting quickly because it's coming.
I'm going to ask the impossible, Jordan. We were talking about this a few minutes ago, and I'm going to ask you, right now, the great unknown in all of this is what is Monahan and the PGA going to do? They've been very, very silent so far. Will there be strong repercussions? Will there be a pullback, if you will, or a blowback by the PGA once we start to find these names actually real and legitimate?
Well, the PGA Tour division has, I think, already rules in place if guys play elsewhere, or I believe they have to ask for a release within 6 weeks of the event, conflicting event. And then I think there's repercussions due to that. I don't know what they all are. I need to look into the rules, but I don't think the PGA Tour has to do anything. They've put enough money in it. There's extra bonus money. There's the PIP money. And it's the best tour in the world. So we'll see what guys do. I think if the PGA Tour is going to do anything to change, it would be for next year. It's not going to be for this year.
Do you think there'll be punishment? Do you think there'll be some kind of punishment for the guys that decide to go do this?
Well, I don't know. Brian, Mike, have you guys looked at any of the rules on this?
Well, you're not
really haven't. I know there are rules in place. I know that. I don't know what they are, though.
Right. Suspensions, fines, so on and so forth. I mean, the policy board would have to take a look at that. But you know what? There's only one place to play in the world. Let's just be honest with that. And everybody will say that. There's only one place to play in the world. But if you're a young upstart mini tour player that has nowhere to play and someone's going to give you $2 million.
You're going.
How do you not go?
Look at that. Boston, London, Portland.
Yep.
Chicago, Miami. Lots of places to play.
We got to talk about the happenings at the Wells Fargo. As I mentioned, just a couple weeks away from the PGA. Of course, Mike will be looking at the LPGA as well. Special guest coming up at 7:30. Don't you go anywhere. It's Spin on Golf live from the Detroit Golf Club on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back in. Glad you could join us. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I said hello to my mom. Can I say hello to my wife, Kristen? You're the best mother.
She's a mom too.
She is a mom. She has two kids.
I have an awesome Kristen mom as well.
I think I'm a father, but yes, she's a wonderful mom, as I'm sure yours is, Jordan.
Yep.
Yes.
And Shelly Faye. My ex-wife, a great mom.
Get it out there. Yep. Get it out there. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Outstanding. Wells Fargo Championship, guys, with all the comings and goings today. I watched about 10 minutes of it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and pretend that I watched it. Were you guys able to watch a lot of it today?
It was tough to watch.
It was a battle, wasn't it?
It was just, I mean, every you know what? The PGA Tour, what's wrong with 22 under? Come on, let's get the golf courses back where. Let's see some birdies.
What's wrong with 50 degrees and wet and rainy the entire week?
Brutal.
And they got, no one can even feel their hands.
It was brutal yesterday. Brutal.
Right?
Two and a half inches of Jordan's rain. Like, well, this is going to be a good story when Jason Day wins. I'm like, Jason Day's not in the picture. And he's like, where is he? We shot 79 yesterday.
We're looking at him like, you shot 79 yesterday. Oh, man.
I didn't know it was that bad. But, yeah, he's gone. It was bad.
There was a lot of shot in the garbage. Number 11 was a nightmare.
What is up with that hole? I mean,
there's nowhere to go. Max Homa today hits it in the right rough and takes out 4-iron to try and clear the gunch to get it onto the green. And he did it.
He hit the bunker, got it up and in. Yeah. He made like a 12-footer for par.
Yeah. Which is, this is why he's winning.
That's why he won. Yeah, exactly. Right. No one else could do it. Yeah. Right. And Keegan Bradley. Fanned it in the crap, and she wrote.
Millie Mayflower out there that went in the water. Good.
Cameron Young, T2.
Man, he's good, man.
With Bradley and Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Keegan bogeyed the last hole in the fairway bunker in the right, and boy, that cost him some FedEx and some Danado.
Max Homa, as Mike mentioned, a cool $1.62 million, 500 FedEx points, Fitzpatrick, Young, and Bradley, three-way tie, two strokes back, 681K apiece, 208 FedEx points.
Very nice.
And Rory McIlroy just sneaking in there, fifth place, kind of silently playing half-decent golf.
They kept saying, do-do-do-do-do, like here
Southern he Hills. Southern Hills.
Yeah.
I like that pick.
Yeah, he hits it like this. It's 150 feet in the air, and you better hit 150 feet in the air at Southern Hills because you got some funky lies, and you better hit it high. he's going to be tough to beat there.
You've played there?
I played there before they redid it. I guess Gil Hans redid it, and whether you like what Gil Hans does or not, it's a hilly place. Tiger obviously beat Daly there in the PGA, but it's going to be it's going to be cool, at least. It won't be 120 like it was when they played there, because of the temperature. But it'll be a good stern test, because it was for the seniors last year.
I'm with you. There's nothing wrong with 22 under. I mean, you said that, and I was like shaking my head, because there's nothing wrong with
it. I mean,
that.
I'm sitting there watching at the performance center at Fox Hills. I'm like, God, this kind of sucks watching the guys hit it in the crap every hole, every swing. All right. Watching what's his name? Han hit it up there, and then he almost whiffed it. He topped his chip out shot. It's like, oh my God, these poor guys. I know exactly how they feel. Hard. It's just too much. Yeah, I mean, come on. Hard.
Meanwhile, on the LPGA side, Mike Fay always has the beat on that. Mike, what do you got for us?
Yes, the ladies have the week off this week with Mother's Day, which is pretty nice. They head next week to the Garden State of New Jersey. And they get to play Upper Montclair for the Founders Cup. Last year they played at Mountain Ridge, I believe.
Right.
And let's see here. The previous winner for the last two years, Chin Young Ko, who's been playing really good the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks or so. She ATM. Is the defending champion. And I look forward to her playing good again. So there you go.
Good.
In the flesh. Winner down in Georgia.
Yeah.
Steve Flesh. Steve Flesh winner. Yep. Hey, I'm looking at the leaderboard and I see Patty's playing. I'm like, oh my gosh, Patty's playing the Champions Tour, man? This is great. Man.
Look at this leaderboard.
I know. Look at this leaderboard. Awesome. It's unbelievable. You got Freddie, you got Harrington, you got Steve Flesh. Good win for him. David Toms.
Freddie Couples.
Ernie Els.
Yeah.
I mean, Walker snuck in there. Broadhurst, another one. Glenn
this
Day,
is your
Monty.
Top 10.
I mean, it's a pretty cool leaderboard.
Colin Montgomery tied 7th.
Yep.
Ruth Retief Goosen tied 10th.
Is that Mrs. Delphire that tied 7th?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Jeez.
It might be. Now, the sad story of that golf tournament that I saw was Ken Duke.
Oh, how about that?
Ken Duke had a rough go at it. I don't know what hole it was, but I watched it, and I feel for every golfer listening to this. He had about, I don't know, it was probably inside 10, 12 feet.
Yeah, it was about 12, 13 feet.
He hits this putt and it looks like, yeah, it's going pretty good. And all of a sudden it gets past all, and all of a sudden
gone.
It gets off the green. And then all of a sudden it goes 30 yards away from the green.
Just kept going, man. I'm like, oh my God.
What the heck?
And oh, it, I mean, it was the most amazing.
It almost
like,
stopped.
He didn't rip this putt either. It was just trickle.
Yeah, it was a bit much, wasn't it?
Yes.
Triple yes. Bogey. He goes from cruise control.
He was in the lead.
To no control.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, 65 the first round. Then he comes back with, I mean, he worked hard just to get back to 73, and then today 73.
Was this his first event or first few events?
No, I think it's second event or third event. I mean, he's played, but.
That was tough.
That was tough to watch. Yeah. I was watching it too. I was like,
back to Max Homa. He's won now what, three times?
Four.
Yeah, he's four.
Four times, but three in the last 15 months.
Yep.
And his story is a little bit different, right? I mean, he was talking about not being able to finish and he had all those bad thoughts in his mind. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, another one of those guys, when things go bad, as we all know in this game, everything's in play. Every negative thought's in play. I'm no good. I don't belong out here. What am I doing? Why am I keep doing this? I'm not getting any better. I mean, it's a reality. I mean, you play this game long enough, you're going to have some dark period. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's a really talented guy, as we know now, but you know what? Good for him. Really is a good story.
No, third in 15 months and second since he gave up his popular podcast.
Well, wow. It's like, you know, giving up a girlfriend that was kind of holding you back, you know, boom, all of a sudden you go like that, right? You know, and then maybe that was holding it back. Maybe that was his girlfriend, right? I don't know.
Kudos.
Okay, that wasn't the angle that I was going to take, but sure, why not?
I was going to say kudos to Mark Blackburn and Phil Kenyon for working with him so hard. I guess he worked really hard. Phil is working on a setup with him. And,
yeah.
You know, Mark was talking about how hard they've worked to get him going. So that's
good. I mean, believe me, I talked to Phil about it at Augusta, and they tried to get his time going a little bit more because his time was really long,
the
putting hole setup. And now he looks, boom, gone. You can tell he's working with Kenyon. Yeah,
and
good.
Second time he's won there at that event.
He likes it.
Yeah, just different location.
Wells Fargo.
By the way, don't think of this as a weather forecast. Think of this as a public service announcement. have you fellas seen the weather this week?
Looks yes. Nice. I can't believe it.
It's near BC weather.
No.
Yes.
Near, you know what? 80. Near. You know what? I was hitting balls out there. Jordan was there. We're hitting balls. And Addy was there. And these kids, I don't know if they have really, really thick blood, but he's got shorts on and a golf shirt. I'm like, whoa, what am I missing here? It hasn't been that nice the last couple of days. And these kids come out with basically shorts and T-shirts on. I'm like, whoa.
Sunny all week and highs getting up to 85 on
Friday.
I hope it's humid.
Yeah. All right. As I mentioned, we have a special guest coming up when we come back here on a Sunday night, live from the DGC. Kindly joining us, Ken Griffin. He is the director of golf sales and marketing at a place that perhaps you heard of with a new name. More on that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Here on 760 WJR. All right, let's get right to it. Our next guest, we are very happy that he can join us on a Mother's Day Sunday. He is the Director of Golf Sales and Marketing at the Highland. So glad Ken Griffin can join us here on Spin on Golf. Ken, we are just joking during the break. We're having premature celebrations here in the Detroit area. The weather's finally starting to cooperate. It sounds like that's the case up there as well, huh?
Same thing. Just like the temperatures here, it finally has started to warm up in the last 10 days. And next week, we're looking at mid-70s. And they're talking about touching into the 80s. I'll believe that when I see it. But I'll take mid-70s all day long.
Not that wind off the lake. It's not going to be in the mid-70s there, is it, Ken?
That's cold, man. You know, I'm going with a forecast. I don't make this up. I read the forecast.
Smart man.
Hey, let's start with this, Ken. Five courses now open up there. Tell everybody what they can expect.
Well, the courses came through winter in great shape. I went out and played last week, and I mean, the courses are just, the guys do a lot of work, as you guys know, in the fall. We do the heavy lifting of our maintenance in the fall so that we can have courses come around earlier in the spring. And so the courses are in great shape. You know, right now we've got, we opened the Moore a week ago, and then this week we opened Quarry Preserve, the Alpine, Crooked Tree, and the Hills. And then Friday we open four more, and we're ready to go.
Unbelievable. Four more. It's just nice to have nice to have that. You know, four more. Yeah, just four more. No big deal. Yeah. I mean, well, definitely the best in service, the best in everything, the best golf course. I mean, take your choice. It's all in good shape. I mean, I keep mentioning this on that Kircher and Mr. Kircher and Bernie said that 12 years ago. These are going to be in championship condition every single day, and they haven't turned their back on that promise, which, you know what, good for them. And I think you guys are busy because you see the same people every year. I see the same people up there, you know, and I love to see the same people. So they don't have any turnover. It's the best for all those reasons.
In the first week, we've had just shy of 1,000 people play the courses already. So that says something that, one, everybody's chomping at the bit to go play, and that the courses are, they know whenever they come up north to play our courses, even though it's early, that the courses are going to be in great shape. You know, Lynx Magazine had a great article a couple of weeks ago, or at least great for us, good company we compared them, but they said the best golf destinations with over 100 holes. And Pinehurst was listed number one. We were listed number two, and Lake Oconee was listed number three. So that's pretty good company to be kept in.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. But you know, the good thing about where you are is maybe not that many people go there. I mean, I'm saying that in a good way, you know, because we want to keep it secret. You know, we want to keep it to ourselves here in Michigan. But I think it's better than all those places, to tell you the truth, just because it's not all that grandeur like Pinehurst, and it's a zoo there. And you know what, Boyne, you can go to a golf course and still have that quaintness to it. You know, the Alpine, which is probably another one of my favorites in the state, but you know, that's a good thing about Boyne.
Once again, from Boyne Golf, Ken Griffin kindly joining us. You guys have some changes coming for Donald Ross Memorial as well. What do you guys have planned there, Ken?
Well, we started a project a year ago working on Ross number one, which is a replica of Seminole 6, because that whole golf course is nothing but replica holes from all over the U.S. And we have some finish up work that we're doing early on number one. And we've done some initial work on Ross 15, and we're going to be doing some things through the summer on Ross 15. And just really to improve the playability, kind of for a couple of reasons. One, both those are Seminole holes, and Seminole didn't share as much in our early planning, maybe, as some of the other courses did. And we thought, especially with all the technology today and Google Maps and a whole lot of other things, that we could do a lot better job of replicating those holes. And that's why we picked those two first. And that's why those are the first projects on the revitalization of that course.
Yeah. Smart move. I mean, yeah, I can see why they didn't share, but that's the way it is. But, having said that, everything else the same up there, same gears, same guys. I know we got Casey as a director of golf now, and we got another boss, you know, that Bernie stepped back, you know, which is a big change of things up there.
A lot of change in the senior leadership, but fortunately, you know, we've got a lot of leadership still there. And, you know, Bernie, after 47 years, has stepped down from the day-to-day operations. But Bernie now is still around because he's overseeing golf course upgrade, golf course enhancement, golf course acquisition, should we go down that path. Josh Richter, who's been there for 25 years, is now our director, our senior vice president of golf, rather than our director of golf. And Casey Powers, who many on the show would know from the Alpine, and Mike, who used to work with on a daily basis, after 25 years, is now our director of golf operations. So a lot of changes, but you know, because of the experience that they can get, we see a lot of, you know, maintaining, take it, putting their own take on something and being able to run with it for themselves for the next 20 years.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You got Zach coming out from Maine to take over for Casey at Point Mountain. It's got new staff and everything. It's going to be awesome there. And a pretty cool dog, too, at Boyne Mountain. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, and they spent Zach, that he's talking about, spent 5 years at Sugarloaf, but he spent time in Michigan before he went to Sugarloaf for his head pro job. So now that he's had the experience at Sugarloaf, we're bringing him back to manage to oversee the two Boyne Mountain courses.
Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Sales and Marketing for Boyne Golf, kindly joining us. Ken, you know, I mean, through the craziness of the last couple of years, thankfully, a lot of businesses were able to thrive. Golf certainly was one of them. When people got an opportunity to get back, they got back. We're expecting this year to even be busier, though. Now you can welcome back a lot of Canadian golfers who have made Boyne a destination in the past, and just maybe some people that were afraid to the last couple of years, huh?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you go back 3 or 4 years ago, and Canadians were 20% of our golfers. So you figure they haven't been there for 2 years, and wow, as busy as we've been, we never would have projected that. But they are able to come back over, and from all indications that I see and communications and replies on Facebook messages and posts that we have, they're anxiously looking forward to coming. So we've been busy without having Canadians. We only see it getting busier. And the other thing is that how busy we've been from places outside of Michigan or even the Midwest. Flying in, we really thought that's where we would take the step back with COVID. We didn't. We didn't lose those people flying in. In fact, we have certain markets that actually grew a lot because there are 17 cities now that have direct service into Traverse City. So the whole Eastern Seaboard, the South, Southwest, even Denver are direct flights into Traverse City in the summer. And we're just seeing our numbers grow from all those markets as well.
Mm. Wow. That's a big, a big deal. Again, that's the good and the bad, right, Ken? I mean, we got people coming to Northern Michigan, which is God's country, of course. And I get it. Business is business, but.
Right from Travis straight to Orlando.
Nothing wrong with Canadians visiting BC. Nothing.
I never said anything about Canadians, but I'm just saying it's nice to keep Northern Michigan. We don't want it over commercialized.
Preferably Leafs fans, maybe not tonight. But
not tonight, but it's okay.
Ken, major makeovers on some of the accommodations up there as well. I know that's something keeping you busy.
Yes, Sean. Well, it's really keeping the directors busy at the resorts, but a lot of the heavy lifting's been done, or at least say we're two-thirds of the way through. So the entire north wing of the Boyne Highlands, the main lodge of Boyne Highlands, has been redone. And I think you guys have stayed up there a little bit for some of the tournaments at the end of the year. They're just spectacular, right commensurate with the rooms quality level that we have at the Inn at Bay Harbor. And then we kind of did the same thing. It was a two-year project to rebuild the Edelweiss, and now it's Chalet Edelweiss, with just beautiful room types that we never had. So way more than just a buddy's trip, which we've always kind of been known for, and with 10 courses, you figure. But, you know, we're setting ourselves up not only with courses, you know, 6 tee boxes so anybody can play and they can play and have a good time, but even rooms. So whether it's a girls trip, whether it's a couples trip, where, you know, I've heard Bernie say in the past, well, our lodging wasn't up to our standard at Boyne Highlands at some of our courses was. It was if you wanted a condo for your whole foursome to stay in, but maybe not if you wanted a couple. And now we have that both at Boyne Mountain and Boyne Highlands.
That was important, and I knew they'd get around to it to accommodate the golf courses. But the golf courses were the obvious face first, and then obviously the ski hills have always been taken care of. I mean, obviously they're bread and butter, but yeah, it takes a long time to put that big of a monstrosity together and make it all click and go, and because you just don't want to dump. Well, let's just dump a couple $100 million in the place. You know, let's just go. You can't shut it down. You got to have a working operation. Boyne's done a great job.
What I think is cool, too, is you have a lot of people investing in properties up there and taking their families over generations. I know several families from downriver here that have properties up there and now their kids are older and they're playing and they're golfing and they're visiting. And they're even going up there skiing. And I think that's important too. And that's about the tradition. I think that, that Boyne is great for, I mean, whether it's skiing or golfing, the families can participate all year round.
Yeah. Thanks, Jordan. And it wasn't, you know, we have had people traveling in, but really a lot of the growth too are people getting out to play. The generational families, you go out in the evenings and they're respectful of the game of golf. They don't want to get in every foursome's way, but they want the whole family to enjoy it. So we see more generational grandparents and parents playing with kids, or, you know, couples in their 30s and 40s out in the evenings while the babysitters with the kids, and that's their evening activity. So a lot of the growth of golf for our courses in the summertime has been those non-traditional groups getting out and playing, and the family's a key component.
Well, I would think that, you know, the resort style golf courses should thrive even more, Mike, with why would you want to join a club? I mean, from a point of view of look what we have in Michigan, why would you want to join a club and feel like you have to go to the club
I'm
and play?
Lucky enough to grow up in the Detroit area. My folks had a place up north. We couldn't wait to get up north.
Right. Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Dad's coming home. We're going to get in the car. We're going to spend forever going up north.
Yep.
I mean, this is before we had the, you know.
Right. We had to draw bridge and all that. Right. Milwaukee, right. Exactly.
You know, it'd take forever. But we just couldn't wait to get up north.
There was a drawbridge at Milwaukee?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
was there yeah. ever.
Oh, yep. yeah.
Yes.
2.5 hour ways.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Ken, before we let you go, anything else you want to tell people about? We appreciate you taking the time. Certainly want to give you the opportunity to do just that.
No, it's now that we finally have weather, just get out and golf. Let's enjoy this. Let's take advantage of it. And the only other thing is if you're behind on your practice, come see the Boyne Golf Academy guys, and they can help you pick up the pace and enjoy it more.
Appreciate you, Ken. Thanks so much. Continued success up there. Really looking forward, I think, like a lot of other people, to see some of the great changes up there. Thanks for the time, Ken.
Sean, thank you, guys. Thanks. Look forward to seeing you up there soon.
Thanks.
See you soon, Ken.
Ken bye Griffin bye. Kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf. One more segment to go. I think I can figure out who the POW is, unless there's a curveball. We'll come back and you'll find out too. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR.
Look at that face.
Well, always want to thank the guys behind the scenes. Dave Rieger's out here tonight at the beautiful DGC. Thank you very much to Mr. Rieger, Jason Fissler,
Denver Broncos,
back at the station, and of course, Nick Roddy for putting everything together. Always like to ask these guys what they have coming up this week. Mike Fay, what kind of week does it look like for you?
Very busy. You can really tell that it's going to be 80 degrees next week. It's amazing, right?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
What day am I coming to see you?
I just started, and it's not going very good. Can I come see you? That's what I heard.
The best comments are, hey, yeah, the season's coming around the corner, and I was looking to get in for a lesson. I'm like, the season is pretty much year-round, but yeah, the weather's better. Yes. And you're looking to get cool. in. Okay, well, good luck.
That's good. What do you got going on, Jordan?
We're playing a pro-am tomorrow. BC and I are playing not on different teams, just taking some students and some people out to play at the Orchards. Go visit Jeff Stahlkopf for the Eastern Chapter and
cool place.
Start to play a little more and, yeah, get a few rounds in.
Yep. The early start, no bueno with the weather, but, you know, they say 67, but that's at like 5 o'clock when the sun's like up there. You know, that's a little cold in the morning, but it's okay. You know what? It's going the right direction. And it is so, what a difference. I mean, myself, my wife, what a different attitude when the sun's out. That's all I got to say.
There's no
huge.
Question.
Oh, yeah. No, it's huge. I mean, I've been home for what?
Wait a second. You said yourself and your wife. You should just say yourself. You shouldn't include your wife in there.
Well, okay, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I hope she's not listening.
Hey, how are the courses draining? I mean, we've had so much rain. I know the course out near me has been, it's been pretty damp. There's no other way to say it. But, you know, there's no rain in the forecast. Hear that wood? I'm knocking on it. There's no rain in the forecast. Is draining okay out your way?
Much better.
Yeah.
Today, out teaching outside, much better. Starting to dry
it's getting there
bit.
Still cart CPO still at wet. Fox Hills yeah it's cart very, path very only and boy, I hope it's not CPO tomorrow, but it's been wet and cold. Yeah. And it's going to take, you know, it takes some time to get the soil temperature up, get the grass really cranking.
There was some frost this morning.
Yeah, there was. I was driving it at 7 o'clock. I'm like, look at that white stuff.
As soon as that sun hit that grass, it went
gone. Yeah, gone. It was great. It was awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's really weird when that happens.
Yep.
77 Tuesday, 79 Wednesday, 82 Thursday, 85 Friday.
Humid?
Not joking.
Humid? Let's get the humidity up there.
I don't see any humidity there. Yeah, I don't see any humidity.
I'm just burning through chapstick here.
To your point, though, Jordan, I think for a lot of people out there, like, oh, this just started. I mean, I know your ilk has been going at it for the last few months. Who's getting new? But for a lot of people, they're going to look at this weather, and I'm guessing you guys are going to have a busy week.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week. Yeah, it's no doubt
same,
about it.
The same old week for me. Doesn't change. Weather doesn't change for me.
All right, it's that time. What do you got?
It's still 3-0. That's all. Oh, sorry. Look, he's shaking his head. Sorry. You know,
POW.
Listening to Mr. Renwick, and I listen to WJR a lot. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I like it. I like the shows on it. I like the people on it. And I know the knuckleheads behind the scenes. So it's kind of fun listening to some of the shows, but you know what? Our Detroit Tigers are pathetic.
Nah.
Nobody would come out and say it. They are pathetic. It's not the SOL, the same old Lions. It's the same old Tigers. Here we go again. I mean, here we freaking go again. It's May.
Same record.
Do I have to say it's over?
Year.
Do I have to say it again?
Exactly.
No, but it could be worse than last year. Last year was actually optimistic. Yeah. This year, pathetic. The way they lost these games this week against Houston, it's just been awful.
I think what frustrates me is Al Avila has been on the job. It'll be 7 years this summer. And there is no reason to believe. And I know what they're going to do. They keep kicking the can down the road because if you remember a few years ago, it was a whole other group of names. Well, wait till Daz Cameron comes up and wait till Jacoby Jones matures and wait till Jake Rogers. He's the catcher of the future. And now we just have different names with the same results. It's beyond frustrating. I agree with you. It's beyond frustrating.
Punk of the week is right down there in downtown Detroit. I was going to say Trumbull, but it's not Trumbull anymore. That's how much
I like how he gave the tease for Sergio, but he kind of went.
He did.
I couldn't help it. You know what? This one's near and dear to me, and it hurts. And God dang it. You know, as excited as it was last week with the unpunk of the week, Detroit Lions, the punk of the week is the Detroit Tigers.
I'm going to flip it. We need to just mention winner of the Michigan medal play and the Pete Green champion. Did you guys talk about that?
No, we didn't.
No,
we did
real
not.
Quick, BC, go ahead.
James Hill, UAD student, University of Detroit student, works here at the golf club. I work with James for a little bit, but then Pierce Morrissey won the overall, the 72-holer. Yesterday had 65, I believe, shot 3 under, so he beat James by a shot.
At Detroit Golf Club.
At the golf club here, the host of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Yeah, it was good. It was tough conditions. It was really rough weather, obviously, with the 36 holes on Thursday, then 18-18 Friday, Saturday.
Top 32 on the south. Make the cut, is that correct?
Top 30 make the cut. Okay. Yeah, top 30 make the cut, and it the scores were high this year because it just has not been good weather like it was on the PGA Tour.
Saw some good scores, though.
We did see some good scores, a 60 by Justin Tsui and
61.
I'm sorry, 61. As a matter of fact, James Hill's calling right now. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yep.
Tell him we'll talk to him next week.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin. He's calling right now.
Well, always appreciate being out here at the DGC, of course, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It'll be here before you know it. Always more exciting with some giant crowds. So certainly be a part of this outstanding tournament at this prestigious golf club as well. For Mike Fay, BC, and Jordan Young, my name is Sean Belegian. Thanks for checking us out. We'll talk to you again next week. Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR.